The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyamba.
It sure is.
It most definitely is. Why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robotic devices?
I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Hey, everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Ba-whoop, ba-weep, look who's back, bitches. It's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 168 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Grand Theft Pizza Humping for Monday, March 4th, 2019. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Okay, wait. So wait,
what?
This title.
Grand Theft Pizza Humping?
Humping. So, you're eating pizza, you're humping something, and you're in a stolen car? Is that how this is working out?
Maybe. It could be. It sounds kind of like it should be that way. That's the natural conclusion I'm led to.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, how was your day?
It was not bad for a Monday. But, yeah, just, work. It was mostly work. That's what today was mostly work. and the allergies, my allergies have been going nutsoid here. I think everything is starting to pollinate in Florida. Because I'm itching. My eyes are, oh my God, my poor eyes. My eyes, I could just take them out with a melon ball or just rinse them under the sink. I'd be so happy. But yeah.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, though, because I've been having a sneeze-a-thon all day.
Have you now?
With that dull, achy headache kind of feeling. Uh-oh. And kind of dry eyes, but achy behind the eyes, and just kind of feeling like the allergies are coming on here, too.
Ooh, that's no bueno. Well, it's been such a mild winter for us, it's not surprising. So, you guys have had a colder winter than cold winter, though.
Well, it's been a topsy-turvy winter, though.
Yeah, true. So is ours.
It's been raining, it's been snowing, it's been icy, but we'll get to that when we get to the weather.
Yes, the weather.
I did a lot today, actually. I did some updates to our internal files.
Ooh, lovely.
I kind of got Dick White activated and doing some scripting upgrades and things. And yeah. You know, we finally made him earn
did
his
we,
paycheck.
Did we finally get to unbury him from his office full of paper?
Yes. We actually had a organizational day session.
An organizational
we got all the
day.
We get all the department heads together. We finally found...
Which is you and me, basically. I wasn't here for the meeting, so I guess it was just you.
I got Portencia and Roger and Betty and...
you found Piccolo and Portencia?
Yep.
I
found her.
Did you find out where she's been this whole time?
She's been stuck in that... Remember they made that superstation below Block 37 here in Chicago?
something like that, yeah.
She somehow found her way down there.
Did she now?
She's been stuck waiting for a train down there forever.
Oh my god.
So anyways, got them all together, got everything sorted out. So okay. I think operations should be a lot smoother now.
I bet that's always a good thing. We like that.
Right?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm just surprised you found Piccolo Portentia. Now, just make sure you tie her down so she doesn't disappear again.
Well, we put one of those ankle things on her that kind of like keeps her located to a specific police agency.
Okay. Well, just make sure you get a picture of her, because all we got on the website is the empty reception desk with her not behind it, as it has been for the past year and a half. So, really, she was down there a whole year and a half?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, they sealed all the entrances, but somehow there's air that still gets in there. I don't know how.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it was all closed down.
Oh yeah.
What? Why did they close it down?
Well, they didn't build the express trucks.
I see.
That's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's supposed to been express tracks that gone to the airport. Now, this wasn't for Elon Musk's loop.
No, not that thing.
No. This was going to be an actual express with you being able to check your luggage in right downtown.
Oh, wow. That's kind of neat, actually.
And the point was it was going to be for both Midway and O'Hare, I believe.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
I like, you know, speaking of, since we have a little bit of time before we get to your weed corner.
Yeah, sure, why not?
We always make the announcements, so we can kind of do that right now. I like Midway's connection to the airport. It's very just, yeah, sure, it's a little bit windy, but it's pretty much direct. I mean, you get off the train, you go up the stairs or the elevator or the escalator or whatever they got. You know, you cut through a couple of hallways, and then you're right there at security.
See, I like O'Hare's better, the O'Hare and the Blue Line connection. I find it, Midway is just like, I feel like I'm walking forever to get through the train station and then to get over there to the airport, and then you're actually walking through the parking garage at some point.
I feel the same way going through O'Hare, though. You're going through all these, you have to walk a long distance to get to a specific terminal.
Well, you got to walk a long distance to get anywhere nowadays on any airport. They're also freaking huge.
However, what I am disappointed with is Midway's food choices. They kind of did a bad thing by reorganizing and trying to get fifi, shushu, fufu kind of food places.
Oh, really? So, like that food court they have in the main entryway?
It's
after
still there, okay. But it's just different.
Ooh.
And they don't have McDonald's anymore.
Well, that's not necessarily a horrible thing. They still have the hot dog place,
is.
Right?
Yeah,
I think you rely on McDonald's more than I do.
Well, you know, on those morning trips when you're wanting your bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit sandwich.
But you can grab a McDonald's along the way, you know?
Hey, speaking of Southwest,
yes,
they're flying to Hawaii now.
Are they now?
Yes, and unfortunately, I didn't do any research before this, but I wonder if they're actually serving meals, because that's a long-ass flight.
You know what? Are they flying Midway to Hawaii, or are they flying California to Hawaii?
They're flying out of California.
Okay, so that I think that's really only like 4 hours.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it's very long to fly from California to Ohio.
Yeah, but think about it. Now, you're going to take a flight from Chicago to Oakland, say, because they fly out of Oakland. That's a long trip. You know, that's like a good, 4.5, 5-hour flight.
Yeah, you get peanuts.
And then you're going to... Exactly. I don't know. I guess, you know, they say they're the cheaper airline, but I have a friend that flies to places in, like, Minnesota, for instance, and sometimes he pays, like, $19 a flight. That's cheap.
That's just ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah. Quite ridiculous.
Quite ridiculous.
But hey, folks, the chat room is open. I'm not in it, but I will be in a second.
Maybe I should go into the chat room.
You can also call the studios at 813-327-8566. Shyampa.org is ready to go. We're going to be posting a lot more on social media, so stay tuned for that.
I see Ezel's in the chat room.
Yay! What do you got for us in the week corner?
All right, let me pull up my script here. All right, so our first story in the Wee Corner comes from High Times, and a new bill called the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana and Patient Protection Act cleared the Oklahoma House floor on Thursday with a 93-5 vote. The bill prohibits restrictions on the types and forms of medical marijuana and products, quelling fears about a ban on smokable products like the state of Florida. Apparently, now we're obviously looked at as what not to do for legalization or medical legalization.
That's sad.
The bill prohibits any limitations on the amount or quantity of THC a product can contain. It protects the housing and education rights of medical cannabis patients. And it's supposed to protect against sanction in the workplace by prohibiting employers from discriminating against medical marijuana licensees. And to me, that's probably one of the more important parts is, you know, a medical patient can still be fired in many states with a positive drug test, you know, even, you know, so it's an issue. And hopefully, you know, we can find states that will eventually kind of get rid of that. Or we'll just find federal legalization. And that's a whole different story. Yep. So, and our next weed corner here. This is from Action News, Jacksonville, CBS Channel 47. Yep, it's Florida. A newly filed state bill would allow adults ages 21 and over to legally possess, use, and transport up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana and grow up to 6 plants. Under this bill, it would still be illegal to smoke or ingest marijuana in a public place, with violators subject to a penalty of $100. The bill would also allow licensed business to sell marijuana, related products, and accessories. There would be restrictions on how many establishments would be allowed in a certain area, and local governments could also still prohibit the businesses. Licensed business under the bill would not be able to make sales between 1 in the morning and 6 in the morning or to anyone highly visibly intoxicated. The bill says it does not exempt anyone from laws prohibiting operating a motor vehicle under the influence. So, and that's what's going on in Florida. Yeah. And we still can't smoke it in Florida.
Yeah.
They kind of really, they're just really, like, being assholes about it.
You know, I've noticed Florida seems to be the armpit of all things weird legislation-wise.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I figured that one out 10 years ago. Florida's got issues.
And in a few minutes, when we talk about something in Joe's Corner, we discover that Florida is kind of listed quite a bit in this this next upcoming article.
Oh, boy.
We'll get to that in a few minutes. But in the meantime, if you've got a question or concern or you just want to leave us a feisty voicemail, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Pitch your show. Pitch your opinion.
Well, if they call now, they won't get the voicemail. They'll get us.
Well, will they actually... Don't they get a choice?
No.
Oh. Ew.
Ew. Ew. No. If they call right now, they go directly into the queue.
We've got a few seconds to go, but I just wanted to mention I've been totally amped excited about James Bond movies being on Netflix. I know that's
really weird,
but yes, I love James Bond.
I've watched them. I've watched several of them, and I don't think they're bad movies. I'm just not into the whole spy movie thing. It doesn't work for me.
James Bond is a camp movie to me.
James Bond is definitely it falls into the campy category in some ways. You know, the whole. you know, the muy macho super spy. He gets his lady with the big boobies and the, you know, beautiful ladies and this and that. It's a spy movie. It's with a little bit of a camp to it. But no, I really never got into spy movies. So, James, I mean, I've enjoyed the movies, but it's not something I go out to watch. So you're going to be doing a James Bond marathon, I take it?
Oh, well, I've already started.
Oh, you have? Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, gosh. Maybe you can report on us next week about how your marathon.
Yeah, I will, because there's been quite a few different James Bonds. But now I want to tell you about some places where James Bond probably would not be found.
Uh-oh.
I recently found a link from MSN, because every once in a while I like to branch out and try different browsers and not just be stuck to one kind of browser.
I see.
And so MSN is highly recommended on the Edge browser. Anyways, it was a link to the 50 worst cities to live in.
Ooh, lovely.
And it's really interesting because while one major city is listed, which is Detroit, the rest are small towns and cities located mostly in the South.
That's not a surprise.
And a few in California. Which makes me wonder how skewed this list is, because there has to be towns in the North that are just shit as well.
No, I would imagine.
But whatever you may think about that, whatever you may think about that opinion of mine, the fact remains, all of these towns have been dying for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. They've all seen catastrophic population decreases, land value decreases, and an inability to function properly. It makes you wonder if the 2000s is the long, slow decline. Will it take 1,000 years to see a change? Time will tell. Well, this has been a Joe's Corner opinion. Do you have an opinion or one that closely aligns with Joe? Is it more like, fuck that? What the hell was that all about? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Stop by now in the chat room at Cheyenne.org or give the studios a call and yell at our voicemail, 813-327-8566. And now we have a Joe's 1983 Dictionary Word of the Show. Play it, Joe. Okay, Joe, I will.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a Biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
And where's my finger? The finger is...
I don't know. Where is your finger, Joe?
The word is hack. Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hack. And guess what? This is the hack number two. Hack number two is a horse for hire. A worn-out horse. A vehicle for hire. One hired to do routine riding. A taxi cab. Can be used as a verb, to employ or work as a hack. Informal, to manage or cope with, adjective, for or by a hack. Or banal, and trite, hackman. Interesting. I'm going to write that down in my little thingy here.
I guess we wouldn't be talking about computer hacking since that's your 83 dictionary word of the day.
It was computer hacking in 1983.
But it didn't seem to indicate it in the dictionary. Was it in
that
there?
That is true.
Uh-huh.
No, no.
Well, Roger's incredibly late and really wants to be cued.
Okay, here you go, Roger.
Hello, Roger here. If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you.
We tried.
Anyway, this is your National Day moment read out loud by me. Well, folks, today is Monday, March 4th, 2019, and sit tight, it's a moderately long list. It is National Pound Cake Day and National Hug of GI Day, National Grammar Day, and Marching Music Day. Now, while Joe shoves endless amounts of pound cake up his face hole, and Anthony gets all touchy huggy feely with a GI and then corrects Joe on his grammar while tuning up the marching band, well, all that and oh, yes, Anthony is going to push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled, quote-unquote I think, no, I really do. Oh boy, fart fart fart. Oh,
here
boy,
we go again.
Oh boy. Fart fart fart. Take it away, guys.
Alright, Joe, give the wheel a spin. Ooh, looks like they're all going at the same time.
just that kind of show.
Oh boy. This is going to be one of those shows, isn't it? Ooh, there they go. Now, ooh, ooh. Ooh, goodness. That one takes forever. All right, our first, our random news story of the night is from Florida. WCMH-TV, Channel 4, NBC, Columbus, Ohio. An incident happened Wednesday night at the corner of Chestnut Street and South Myrtle Avenue in Clearwater that prompted several emergency calls to the Clearwater Police Department. When officers got to the scene, they said they found a victim with heavy facial injuries that included large lumps. The man's eyes were also swollen shut, and police noted in an arrest report. Police say the victim was conscious when they arrived, but wasn't really able to communicate with officers because he was intoxicated. He was taken to Morton Plant Hospital via ambulance, where he was treated for a broken nose. Several witnesses at the party. There was a party? Huh, I guess so. Didn't say anything about a party earlier. Dick, are you sure you got Dick White straightened out? Several witnesses at the party told police the man responsible for the beating, maybe he was 35-year-old Thomas. Police say Thomas admitted to defending himself and punching the victim more than once after the victim tried to punch him during an argument over who else? Tupac. The arrest report did not say what specifically the fight over Tupac was about. Thomas was arrested for felony battery, and police says he has a previous battery conviction with moose poop from the last year. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Betty.
Listen to these shows.
Oh, goodness, Betty.
On Chiamba Radio. From Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from archive.org, the heavily pro-Apple computer
like
central news show with a sexy Tom
Hall.
And carried on Sunday evenings, Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Medeluzero. Be sure to visit Chiamba.org for our complete broadcast schedule. By the way, if you have a hot tip for the Cheyenne Radio News or Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566 or leave us a message at Facebook.Chiamba.org.
Back Betty, what you, happened to
Betty,
you?
Betty, out.
Thanks, Betty. And now, say with gusto,
it's time for your Cheyenne weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport.
Well, Anthony, it certainly has been a wet winter. Snow, ice pellets, rain, more snow, more rain, and it's still winter in Chicago. Temperatures are frozen to the end of February, and they seem to be holding out for just a little bit longer on the cold side. It looks like by mid-March, though, we'll be in the 40s, baby, and that is the best news ever. But for now, the current reality, here are our current conditions. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly crummy at a not-so-tropical 12 degrees. The dew point is at negative 1 degrees, and the humidity is at 56%, giving us a wind chill of negative 5. Winds are hollowing out of the west at 16 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, snow showers are likely, mainly after 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 7, wind chill values as low as negative 10. Tuesday, scattered snow showers before 7 a.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 20. Wind chill values as low as negative 8. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 10, wind chill values as low as negative 4. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 27, very breezy day. Wednesday night, continued breezy day, partly cloudy with a low around who knows what. And that's your Chicago weather. Hey, grab your favorite devices and tune into the headphone meditation with John Dubose. Now at 7 p.m. New York time every Saturday evening with the next new show on Saturday, March 16th, 2019. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for a complete broadcast schedule. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
Thank you.
Okay, Joe plays video.
Is your quality of life bad? Is bringing your food with you on the go becoming an inconvenience to your life? Are you tired of constantly forgetting where you put your pizza? Introducing the Pizza Pocket! Just like a regular hoodie, but with a pocket for your pizza. Now, with their new patent-pending pizza-holding technology, you can keep your pizza at an ideal temperature wherever you go. We took two fresh slices and put them outside in freezing weather. The slice in the insulated pouch stayed warm up to 3 hours longer.
Wow. So a New Jersey man is crowdfunding a unique hoodie with one very special feature, a pocket designed to keep your pizza warm.
What the fuck?
The Pizza Pocket Hoodie, invented by Medford resident Mike Uriani, features a large zipper pocket that contains a food-grade insulated pouch designed to fit a slice of pizza. The pouch can be removed and washed individually to keep the sweatshirt from getting tomato sauce stains. Hirani's Kickstarter campaign made it more than 20% of the way to its $5,000 goal in just 24 hours, with more than a month left to raise funds, and that was as of February 27th.
Who the fuck would put money towards this?
I would buy one. Why not?
Would you really stick a slice of pizza in your hoodie?
Yes. What if it was raining and I wanted a slice of pizza?
Really?
And I didn't want to carry it and I didn't have an umbrella. I'd stick that shit up in there real fast.
Okay. I don't know. That just seems like a recipe for disaster. I don't know.
But let's move on. And, you know, this next story is kind of one of those are you kidding me things, man. It's like, are you really freaking kidding me? We've got another white woman calling the police on a black man.
Oh.
This time it is because, on Wednesday, she discovered that his dog had humped her dog, and he didn't leave the park when she asked him to. The man, Franklin of somewhere, Rhode Island.
Pawtucket,
Rhode Island, uploaded four videos of an incident that took place 15 minutes away from his home at a doggy park in Massachusetts. Franklin said he goes to that park every day with his dog, and he told the Daily Dot that when he arrived, both his own and his nephew's dog, there were no other dogs at the park. So he let them out without a leash and waited in the car since it was cold outside.
Hmm.
You're supposed to be in the park with your dog, he said, but that's one of the rules that no one pays attention to when there's no one else in the park. So once the woman, who has not been identified but who has since earned the name Doggy Park Debbie, pulled up next to him with her dog, Franklin said he joined his dogs. Whenever a new dog comes to the park, the dog already at the parks are excited, Franklin explained, and my dogs are excited. The humping goes on for a few times. He said he apologized to the woman and told her they would stop in a minute or so. She's upset that my dog keeps mouthing her dog at some point. She's just like, why don't you leave? And I'm like, I'm not gonna leave. Then she got on the phone and called the police because I defied her order. Holy fuck. I'm gonna end the story there because the gong just hit me and...
That's a long-ass story.
Kind of a long one. Yeah, it is. I didn't get a chance to edit it. I was lazy. Sorry, folks.
It's okay.
But, you know, the thing is, man, it's like everybody is just so quick to just call the cops for every little thing that should be solved in a very civil manner.
With baseball bats and tire irons.
No! Is that what somebody said in the chat room?
Or no. Did you just make that up? I just made that up on my own.
Okay.
I'm violent that
way
sometimes.
For now, that's my news. We'll save the Fiddles McGinty for next week.
All right.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried GMO loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, the front runner crosses the finish line. Queer youth remember the Rainbow Man. Randy Rainbow sings Border Lies. Taiwan's marriage equality proposal pleases no one. Nuevo Leon joins Mexico's matrimonial equality states. A U.S. ambassador targets global anti-same gender sex laws. Cops shift to the Smollett hate probe to a false police report charge, and Serbia's lesbian prime minister becomes a proud mama. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyenne Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony show. Hang tight, folks. That's the right. World will be hacked again in 4 minutes after this break.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Slashback.
Hello, hello is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So hello, everybody, hello. With softer, lively curls and brighter, sparkling hair. So hello, everybody, hello. Hello, shampoo, hello.
When I was a kid, the closest you could get me to a fish was the aquarium. Now, thanks to McDonald's, I'm the expert. You see, most fish is not government inspected, but all McDonald's fish is U.S. government inspected grade A. And it's all prime white filet. No fish cakes, not ground up, not mixed with other fish. It's a filet of fish. The best-selling fish sandwich in America.
Tell them your nickname, Henry.
They call me Jaws.
Quality you can taste.
Where do you think really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from? A chocolate cow? In a chocolate field? On a chocolate farm? Near a chocolate stream? Wrong. Really chocolatey chocolate milk comes from where you'd expect it to come from. Hershey. The chocolate people.
The chocolate milk people, too.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
You are listening to Cheyenne Radio.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first place in the world to allow women to vote was New Zealand? Did you know that the first parachute jump happened in 1918 over France? Or how about the fact that the first paperback book was printed by Penguin Publishing in 1935? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Hey, Betty here. No, really, you fools, it's me, Betty. Sure, you don't recognize my voice, I get it. Well, I just came out of the Roboto shop and they told me they upgraded my vocal processing unit. I never asked for this, they just did anyway. They say it's better than ever. We shall see. Don't you worry, I'm still a bitch and sassy as ever. With that said, make sure you keep it tuned to Cheyampa Radio. Visit our website at www.cheyampa.info.
This has been a Joe Wisdom frustration. Do you have a frustration? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those things.
Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Chiampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's radio show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, now every Saturday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure you visit chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, popcorn, licorice sticks, wine, or champagne, etc., 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 biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, you lovable stoners, you.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
Yep, always Roger. Always Roger.
Fart, fart, fart.
Yep.
Fart, fart, fart.
There you go. Before we get into my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Chiampa weather from Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. It looks like we're in store for yet another roller coaster week of temperatures. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 64 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is 81%. The dew point is a blustery 58 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a slight chance of showers before 10 at night, then a slight chance of poop showers after 1 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 61. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 1 in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 47 degrees. It's going to get chilly here. Wednesday will be sunny, a high near 62. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 45. And that's it for your Florida weather. And now time for some crazy Florida news.
Crazy Florida news.
Crazy Florida news. I got to click on my linky link.
On Chiampa Radio.
Radio.
Ooh, she's crazy.
She does look crazy.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Just looking at her on the screen.
Yeah, right. Our first story comes from Channel News, Fox 4 from Southwest Florida. According to Cape Coral Police, just after 3 in the morning, an officer witnessed an SUV driven by 24-year-old Tiara traveling 61 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone along Del Prado Boulevard North. The officer turned on their lights and siren to pull the vehicle over, but Tiara did not stop and proceeded into the Coral Lakes community. The officer stopped following the SUV in the neighborhood, but headed to the Blue Cypress Lake court address that the vehicle was registered to. After about a half an hour, the officer saw Tiara drive the SUV and park it across the street. The officer pulled into the home's driveway and Tiara darted for the house before being stopped by the officer on foot. The officer said Tiara was told her mother that she ran because she wanted a cheeseburger. Tiara is facing 2 counts of flee and elude law enforcement and resisting law enforcement without violence. So, yeah, go on a little bit of a police chase there for a cheeseburger. Sounds like a great idea.
Maybe one of our listeners can send her a cheeseburger.
Oh, goodness. Wow, I'd love to do it in the county jail. Our next story comes from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. The Broward Inspector General Office alleges that Fort Lauderdale City Treasurer Ash, Shimushiba Benzo, held the $118,000 a year job for a year after lying on his resume, and that the city had never researched the background of the candidate before hiring him. His act of fiction was brazen, including the use of a dead man's photo on a website for a company that no longer existed, far-fetched assertions such as being involved in the $350 billion merger of AOL and Time Warner, being instrumental in UPS's decision to purchase mailboxes, etc., and auditing Detroit along with other major cities during their bankruptcies. Benzo had applied to the city before, but no one noticed that he changed his resume to make it appear he had more experience in government finance, the Inspector General report says. Interim Assistant City Manager Linda Logan Short hired Benzo after she failed to properly check his background and references, according to reports. Benzo resigned in lieu of being terminated in December of 2017 because of issues with his job performance. Well, no shit, Sherlock. He had no qualifications. Benzo could not be reached for comment, but he and his attorney responded to the Inspector General's office disputing some of the allegations. Benzo says his work brought financial gain to the city. Benzo checked no for contacting his most recent employer. He'd worked for the city of Cape Coral, who marked him as permanently ineligible for rehire. Yeah. In a letter to the Inspector General, officials said the city had made some changes, including new personnel and human resources, to tighten up the hiring process. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a mayor here, too, in Temple Terrace, just outside of Tampa, and she apparently has one of those purchase degrees. She has she claims to be a doctor, but no one can. Yeah, they've called the schools and everything that she allegedly graduated from, and nobody can confirm that she actually, yeah. So, another one. Our final story of the night comes from WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay. Kaylin said her employees were moving cars around the lot of her family-run car dealership in Tampa Bay. An employee was about to go lock up when he noticed the key for a 2015 Kia Soul was gone. After reviewing security camera footage, Kaylin saw a man on the camera grabbing the key right out of the door of the Kia. Minutes earlier, the same man was talking to her father about buying a car, but said that he would be back later with his mother. The man didn't come back with his mom, but with another unidentified man. They got in the Kia and started working to wiggle the car out of the parking spot. Kaylin said her dad tried boxing the car in with his SUV after realizing the key went missing, but the thief just rammed his way out. Kaylin said that they've been in business for about 67 years. She is now the third generation to operate the car lot, taking over for her father. And this is the third time a car has been stolen from their lot in the past month. The 2015 brown Kia Soul will have damage down the passenger side. She said that it is also unique in that it has one black rim and three silver rims. No, not really. It looks like a lot of things on the road here in Florida. If you have any information on this stolen vehicle, please call Deputy Donut at the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office.
Wait a minute, though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The title said he was flaunting, so I'm thinking he's like, look at me, look at me.
He actually did. He flaunted it at the video camera.
Oh, okay.
I did not include that. I must have. I don't think somehow it wasn't in the news story. I think they just show it in the video, but of course I can't show you the video on the radio program.
Right. Don't you wish you could show things on the radio?
No, that would be television. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat, that's chat, 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 chat. But now, go grab your buns, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
You know, I don't have any sound effects capability.
You don't have any sound effects capability? Not, you can blow into a bottle like this.
I don't have a bottle to blow into.
You should get a bottle to blow into. There you go. There's the exploding cat. Bye bye, kitty.
Hey,
where are
everybody.
We at? We're in our plethora section, aren't we?
We are in plethora.
Got 11 minutes till the ugly lights come on.
your allergies are in a state of emergency. My allergies are probably starting.
Oh my god, I know, right?
Wet. It sounds like spring, to be honest, in a weird way.
Spring
is starting in the air. Whatever. So things are just, I don't know. I don't know where things are going, to be honest.
Where are things going, Joe?
You know,
where have your things gone?
I've been trying to reboot and get back into my hobby of electronics. I've got the tools. I've got the soldering gun.
There you go.
I've got parts. I just need to do things with it, and I fall into the trap of mediocrity, and it's sad, and I hate
see.
I end up getting sucked into something on YouTube or something on the screen that just becomes more endorphin producing or whatever it is that triggers the happiness part in your brain. You know what I mean?
You're easily distracted.
I'm every 5 seconds I need to be on a different subject, different topic. It can be the same grouping of topics, so I can have like 5 things. And bounce between those 5 things. Like, I can bounce between... Well, not so much cooking. Cooking, you can't bounce between cooking.
No, bouncing between cooking can be bad.
Well, you could bounce between what you're doing when you're cooking. Like, prepping, or cooking the chicken, or cooking the rice, or whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
But you can't bounce between that and another project not related to cooking.
No, because that would be bad. Then you'd probably set your house on fire.
Yeah.
And that would be bad. That would be very bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah. And then you'd be stuck in -degree temperatures outside.
It's chilly out.
You would max out your credit card trying to get a hotel room for one night.
That's some swanky hotel room there.
Well,
you go stay at the Hard O Chicago.
I forgot about that. You know what? Let me see what a Hard O Chicago room goes for these days. Hard O Chicago.
Probably more than you expect. Oh, it sounds like we got a caller.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, caller. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hey.
Sounds like he's out. Hey, Ezel, how's it going?
Oh, man, that was a long one.
Boy, it was a long one, wasn't it? You gonna make it?
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. We're getting mellow here, me and the clay people. Oh, man. It's a cold night. Armpit, Illinois.
There
man.
You go. There you go.
So the only thing you do is hunker down and enjoy what you got, you know? Oh, man. I got to tell you, boys, you know what? I had a laugh today. I'm driving down the road here, and, you know, deers love arborvitae trees. You know what an arborvitae tree looks like?
No, I have no clue.
Well, it's kind of a cylindrical tree, you know, and they go tall and kind of thin. Well, what happens is the deer, they love the foliage and arborvitae, so they eat as far as they can get.
I see.
So my neighbor down the road, he's got like about 50 of them lined up in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a bad winter here. You know, it was a crazy winter. These deer have been eating these trees. So they have trimmed them down to look like giant penises. They, you
walk
me
by another
street, it looks like a row of
marital
lights standing.
Oh, wow. Well, you know.
Oh,
throw some disco lights and charge a cover.
I want to take a picture and send it to your Facebook.
Oh, there you go. That'd be awesome. That would be great.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get a kick out of this giant penis.
Giant penis bush. Trees.
But anyway, I don't know. Did you guys catch that movie Bohemian Rhapsody?
I did not.
I have not either.
Oh man!
It won all the awards.
Oh, man, you guys, you know what? It's that red box. You got red box around there anywhere there? Just get it from red box, man. It's already at the red boxes, you know. You can rent it from red box. Anyway, I got to say, that Freddie Mercury, he was one talented motherfucker. I used to listen to Queen. I'm an old rock and roller. You know, I like all that rock and roll shit. But that motherfucker was a talented motherfucker. I never realized how talented he was. He was really, really, really a talented guy, and his band was talented, too. It was a great group, you know?
They were very popular, and, yes, most definitely.
Oh, man, they got some, you know, some of their songs and their hits were phenomenal. I mean, you know, they played their shit at basketball games here in Armpit, Illinois. You know, We Are the Champions. That's like number one song at basketball games.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
I'm done.
See, there you go.
Oh, that's great. Great, and you know what? And it was funny because the part of the movie—I won't give the whole movie away—but the part of the movie, they were just sitting around bullshitting, and they were getting on each other's nerves. Cause they, you know, like all rock and roll bands, they fight a lot. You know?
No, of course.
And the one bass player, he got kind of pissed off that they were kind of arguing and shit, so he started stamping his feet. Boom, boom, boom. And that turned out to be the song.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? Wow, how about that? That's true. Absolutely.
Yeah, unfucking real, man. Yeah, they picked up on it, and they said, man, that sounds like a tune. And that made it put the music to it, the words, and man, it sounds like a good tune. But you guys got to check this good movie. He was a great artist, man. You know, I love the guy. He was great. He had a lot of personal problems with his father, because I don't know if you knew, he was from India. Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, he was from India.
Right, and then they migrated over to England, and his father was kind of straight-laced conservative dude, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All that great shit, you know. And you know, old Freddie, he was a free man. You know, he was a free bird, you know. That guy was a free bird. So, but catch the movie, boys. You'll enjoy it. It was really good. And,
all right. Definitely worth digging.
Man, I tell you what, tell us a story, man. Tell us a story. Rock and sex, drugs, and rock and roll, man. I'm fine.
There you go. And that's all you need, really.
Yeah.
And exactly. A little Luna, man.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, without question. Definitely.
So, anyway, I'll let you guys go. And thanks for having that great show, you know.
Well, thanks for listening, Ezo.
Yeah, you know.
It's me and the Clay people, man. That's our Monday night enjoyment, man. That ain't nothing else. We just go to the Cheyenne thing, man. So anyway, all right, boys, we'll see you later. And, you know, smoke them if you got them.
Always, always.
You got it. Give them Clay people plenty of water.
Clay people water. There you go.
Oh, I see Big Mac has joined us in the Cheyenne chat room.
Yeah, has Big Mac joined us in the chat room.
He wants his pickles and little pellet onions.
I'm sure. So I see you're glad it's not spring yet?
Yeah, I'm glad it's not quite spring yet, because spring is just turbulent. But you know what? It's going to be turbulent just soon enough. Oh, boy.
Or it's going to be turbulent all over the place.
Yeah.
No, that's how the weather's been lately.
You know, I just feel like there's a big void right now going forward. I can't predict what's going to be happening in the future, and I used to be able to.
Well, you can't always be a savant.
Right? Or a sycophant.
Or whatever. A sycamore. Maybe you should try being a
sycamore.
Or
a wonk.
Maybe being a sycamore might be more productive.
A sycamore?
A sycamore,
yeah. Is that a tree?
I think so. Be a tree.
Be a tree.
I am a tree. I am one with nature. I am a tree. Ben.
What was I listening to today that was talking about nature? The Nature Boys. Something on Radio Thrift Shop.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch Radio Thrift Shop this afternoon, unfortunately.
Oh, it was a great show. And these people were kind of like hippies, but they didn't do drugs. And they didn't destroy the universe. they wanted to preserve it. Well, they wanted to make it better for everyone.
That's kind of how the hippies should have
been.
Yes,
but the hippies are very drug-induced people.
You're just stereotyping hippies. Not all hippies are druggies.
Be a giant penis tree. Yay!
Or a giant penis tree. There you go. You can be a hippie or a giant penis
tree. I
want to
come back as a squash.
You want to come back
just
as a
squash.
Just in
case I'm used. Yes. I might be lubed up with grape seed oil and used.
You know that could either be a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh,
think of the
cares?
Options and the possibilities. Joe doesn't
who
care.
Cares?
Joe doesn't care. As long as he's drunk, he's good. Have some more
providing
champagne,
pleasures.
Joe.
Have providing some more. Pleasures.
Yes, Joe's going to come back as a squash. Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Penis, trees, and squash. See, that would have been a show title. Penis, trees, and squash.
Well, we don't decide our titles until the... Well, we decide our titles beforehand.
Before the show, yeah.
Part of our script. But what we could do is... I guess we could just announce the show number.
That's true.
And then the show title could come as
after
it comes.
We're done, yeah. Because we usually come up with that epiphany at some point during the show. We're like, oh, that would have made a good show title.
Yep.
Penis trees and whatever.
Maybe we'll do that for the next show.
Yeah,
we'll do
why
that
not?
As episode 169.
Ooh, 169. Well, yeah, that's going to be an episode. All right, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and there are pink bunnies hopping around the control room.
I like pink bunnies.
Yeah, I know you do. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special own little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show tonight here on Giant Radio.
Remember, all times New York time, be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times New York time.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, catch Traffic with Toppers. New episodes are being added on a regular basis. He comes on weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. He dusts off most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Headphone meditations at 7 p.m. Saturday evenings means I'm in programming Technique Audio Heaven. That's because we've changed the time. Actually, the show owner changed the time, which we agreed with because we hope to get more listenership. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Cheyenne Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Cheyenne Radio. Visit CHIAMPA.org. You can see our most current toaster oven schedule, our socials pig loop, and much penis more.
Oh boy, here he goes. All right, how about that? And we still have banter time.
And we have banter time.
We actually have banter time.
We always have banter time.
It does work out
that
way.
We're full of banter.
We are.
We're full of banter.
You know what? I'm tired.
So, anything you watching on TV lately?
We have been. Mr. Robot has always been an enjoyment of mine. We're watching the most recent season of Mr. Robot. We also found the Umbrella Corporation or the Umbrella Group.
That
Umbrella
one looks
something.
Silly. Or not silly, scary. It looks kind of creepy.
It's actually not bad. It's pretty decent.
Really?
I recommend watching it. It's not scary. It's not scary, and I don't find it gross. It's not, like, gory or gross or anything, so it works out pretty well.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. I want to watch it again. I keep wanting to watch it, so clearly it's not that bad. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I'm watching.
Give it a look-see.
And Wonder Woman. Got the old Wonder Woman DVDs loaded up.
Do.
Well, you know, that's what happens.
Why not?
Why not? Anyway... Yeah, so we...
Grand Theft Pizza Humping.
Grand Theft Pizza Humping, episode 168. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at cheyampa.org. And remember, folks, if you're going to fight over Tupac while keeping your pizza in a hoodie, Don't start road raging because you are denied a cheeseburger for falsifying your resume during an episode of Grand Theft Auto. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for last week's episode of This Way Out with an S for sadism.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.